Today marks a year since Maryland hospitals first started receiving COVID-19 patients. Since then, hospitals have treated more than 34,000 Marylanders for COVID-19. WYPR's health and housing reporter Sarah Y. Kim has more.
Bob Atlas, president of the Maryland Hospital Association, says the state's hospitals have been pulling through and have a long road ahead of them.
We grew the capacity we needed. We built the staffing. We got the PPE. It was an extraordinary challenge that we overcame admirably.
The association says hospitals added 6,000 new beds in the first few months of the pandemic. They also spent $103 million on additional staffing. Hospitals also expanded telehealth, a resource Atlas says will prove useful in the long run. He also noted the toll the pandemic has taken on frontline workers' mental health.
There's been an adverse impact for sure, but our hospitals and others are working on building resilience in the healthcare workforce.
I'm Sarah Y. Kim, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.
Healthcare coverage from WYPR is made possible by support from GBMC Healthcare.